Matter of fact, Al-Qaeda wasn't directly responsible for 9/11. They were only indirectly responsible. 9/11 was conceived in the Al-Qaeda Mosque in Hamburg, Germany. That's where it was conceived, that's where it was staffed, and that's where it was financed. Al-Qaeda was only one of dozens of these fundamental Islamic organizations that took credit for it. So we did the wrong thing. In fact, when we went into Afghanistan to pound the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, we did the worst possible thing I could even imagine. We pushed the fundamentalist Islamicists. These are the people that really know their hadith and their Quran. Know it like I do, but unfortunately haven't rejected it. We pushed them out of Afghanistan into Pakistan, where they are stronger today by every account. In fact, you see it on the news every day. They're stronger today than they ever were, and Pakistan is the only Islamic nation that currently has the atomic bomb. They're a one assassin's bullet from having a fission bomb, and they'll use it. Talk about dumb.
Is it your view that they will use it on us and that will happen?
Yes. In fact, when I talk with the Mossad, they believe, as I do, that it's a 99% likelihood that the next 10 years on American city will suffer in what may be a million casualties as a result of one of three devices. In fact, I speak about all three of these devices in NT with Terrorists so that America would understand the consequence of continuing to fund our own funeral. That's why I talked about these oil facilities.
Yeah, isn't a dirty bomb the most likely?
Well, the dirty bomb is the easiest, and we have misreported the nature of a dirty bomb. A dirty bomb is not going to be made with the barium, you know, like the stuff you use for enemas. It's going to have cobalt 60 and strontium 90 is what it's going to be comprised of. That's the daughter product.
Folks, you better listen very carefully to this, because he's right. The American public don't understand the implications of a real dirty bomb. Man, I have heard this played down in the American media as you wouldn't believe. When we were worried about it, not too long ago, really worried about it, they huffed and they puffed and they said, oh, a dirty bomb would kill, you know, to be very localized. It wouldn't be a real problem. Tell them the truth, Craig.
Okay, this will be shocking. They're going to use the daughter products of a nuclear reactor. That's the reason why Iran has 20 of them built by the French and the Russians. You've got to ask yourself a question. Why does a country that floats on oil and natural gas need atoms to boil water? Mm-hmm. That's all a nuclear reactor is a giant steam engine. And the reason is that the daughter products of those, the spent fuel rods, which are called daughter products, form two things that are extremely valuable to them. One is uranium-235, which can be then conditioned into the fuel for a fission bomb.
Refined, if you have the science.
Yes, but the hardest part is not the science to make the bomb. It's getting the raw material to refine to make the fuel. That's the hard part. And when you have a nuclear reactor, that's the reason we wanted the nuclear reactors shut down in North Korea. That's the reason we have sent North Korea all of its oil and fuel for the last decade, is we didn't want them to fire up those nuclear reactors because we know what the daughter products are. The second form of daughter products is these very lethal forms of nuclear material. And two of them in particular have very short half-lives. The shorter the half-life, the more lethal the material. Strontium-90, cobalt-60 are great examples. One has a 5-year half-life, the other is a 25-year half-life. If you were to take a coffee can size container of those two ingredients, which are very easy to come by, in fact, the United States alone has reported nearly 1,000 thefts just in the United States of this material.
Sure.
Just in the United States.
And so, you latch it on to conventional explosives.
All you do is, in fact, what I did so that America would understand it in Tiwa Terrace, I said, if you were to take a sailboat and you were to float it into any one of America's 12 largest cities, all of America's 12 largest cities are on waterways, and you were to put it in Yacht Harbor, and you were to take this coffee can-sized container, and you were to throw it up in the air with an RPG, of which, you know, there are a dime a dozen.
Sure.
And you were to throw it up in the air on the Hudson River in a coffee can-sized container, New York would be uninhabitable for a century. A million people would die.
That's a dirty bomb.
That's a dirty bomb.
And that's thrown up with a, you know, a rocket-propelled grenade device.
Right. Get it 200 feet in the air and let it explode. It's over.
Yeah, this is what Americans need to understand. Instead of listening to these people who say dirty bomb would be a terrible event, but not a really horrible event, they're wrong, aren't they?
They are wrong. They're talking about ingredients that are used in medical research, and that's not what they're going to use. They're going to use the daughter products of nuclear power plants, and they're not going to steal it, although it's easy to steal it from America. We've had 1,000 thefts in the last 5 years. They're going to steal it principally from the refineries in places like Iran.
Well, there was once a day in the world when you could say to yourself, nobody would be crazy enough to do that because it would be suicidal.
Yes, but
Those days are long gone.
You know, Art, the reason that we had the nuclear standoff with the Russians, we called that MAD, didn't we? Mutually Assured Destruction.
That's right.
You know the reason that MAD worked? The Russians weren't.
Because it really was.
The Russians weren't mad.
Well, that's
there wasn't. The Russians weren't. There was no part of communism
yes.
that caused the Russians to say that if I die killing non-communists,
yes.
I'm going to paradise to
That's
live
right.
with virgins.
Yes, correct.